The window for planting winter wheat in South Dakota is here, remaining open a good 30 days for most areas. Seeding date, variety selection, and fertility are major considerations with winter wheat planting, but this year, moisture is a major concern. Bob Fanning, an agronomist with Dakota Mill and Grain, says boosting the seeding rate may increase germination success in dry soils.
Even though you're planting at the recommended time when the seed actually gets moisture to germinate and grow, may be very similar to planting late. And a very common recommended practice is if you're planting late, maybe consider increasing that seeding rate. So yeah, I think that would kind of fall into place.
Rotational diversity can aid in minimizing weeds, insects, and disease, but certain rotations need to be carefully managed, such as wheat on wheat, which may encourage leaf spotting diseases, or wheat after corn that can foster scab or fusarium head blight. Eliminating the green bridge or grassy weeds at least 2 weeks before planting can also reduce potential for wheat streak mosaic virus, which is transmitted by the wheat curl mite. Fungicidal seed treatments are generally a good idea, but Fanning states if soils are warm with adequate moisture, the potential for seedling diseases is lower.
But of course, anybody planting wheat in areas that might have grasshoppers, they might want to look at an insecticide seed treatment as a possibility.
Later planting is also a hedge against grasshoppers as well as aphids. Again, winter wheat planting season is here. Farmers are urged to do their homework, choosing practices and technologies which can set this important cereal crop up for success. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Gephardt.